It's another year, and we're excited because we just made these New Year's resolutions, and it's awesome because we're planning to like develop these new habits, and we're gonna make this year the best year ever. We're gonna succeed like never before. And so this is the week, like the first full week of the year. Everybody has all these fresh new resolutions and these new habits that they're trying to build. And we're all fighting against that statistic of the fact that 80% of people report that their New Year's resolutions have failed within a couple weeks. And for so many of us, the problem is actually that we're trying to create a habit. And there's this article that recently completely changed my thinking about habits. In fact, for the most part, I don't even want to create habits anymore. And I will tell you why. The article was about the habit trap, and it's from author Nir Eyal, the author of Indistractable. And it's an excellent article. I'm going to include a link with this episode, but I also want to reflect on it and react to it and share my insights as I've been applying it recently. So that's what we'll cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, here's what Nir says in his article, The Habit Trap. He's talking about people wanting to create these new habits so that they can get a result in their life. And he says they don't want to actually do the work. He's talking about these people who create these habits and fail with them, or want to create these habits and fail with them. They don't actually want to do the work. They want to have it done, past tense. And so he says, I want to build a writing habit. And this is important for many of my subscribers who are copywriters. I want to build a writing habit really means I hate writing, but I've always wanted to write a book or an ad, a sales letter, VSL, whatever, right? I've always wanted to have the finished writing project. I don't necessarily want that writing habit. Or I want to make exercise a habit is code for I hate exercising, but I want to have already worked out so I can feel and look better. We want the result, we don't want the work. I want to make a habit of getting up early translates into I want to effortlessly wake up even though I can't stand it. Now where's my coffee? I like that one. So the whole point here is that people want the results effortlessly. And if you're in marketing, if you've been in marketing for a long time, especially in direct response marketing, where we have to try different messages and figure out what people actually respond to, this is probably very familiar to you. People want the results, they don't want the work. And so, you know, in pitching whatever product, service, whatever it is, the more we can sell the results and not overly emphasize the work required to get it, the better our marketing tends to do. And it's worth reminding that we are those same people that we are selling that to. And so Nir talks about this in the context of habits and the habit trap, that if we try to convince ourselves that what we really want to do is the habit, then what we're essentially saying to ourselves is we want... the definition of a habit, pulled out of his article, is a habit is an impulse to do a behavior with little or no conscious thought. So we want to sit down and we want to achieve this goal with little or no conscious thought. And we are deceiving ourselves in many cases if we want that to, you know, if that's what we're trying to do. And the reason that so many of our habits end up becoming failures, the reason that we struggle to keep up with the habits that we have every best intention to keep up with, is that we expect at some point that this behavior is going to become effortless. It's going to become thoughtless, that we're not going to have to work to do it. And so if the thing that we are trying to turn into a habit is something difficult, if it's deep work, if it's hard work, if it's something that can be challenging, if it's something that we don't know how to do with complete, like, effortless abandon, then we are going to struggle and we are going to give up. And so if you think about this as like, oh, I want to form these new habits, something very simple that I actually have been very consistent with for 5 years now or something, is a habit that I have is every morning when I wake up, I go to the bathroom and I step on the scale and I put the weight from the scale into a spreadsheet where I have tracked my weight and I have managed my weight. I've kept a healthy weight. I've been intentional about the directions that my weight goes, you know, tied to weightlifting, that sort of thing. But I have managed my weight all based on this daily habit that is as simple as, like, I can do this when I am in a fog of having just woken up. I just step on the scale and I put it into a spreadsheet that was created for that purpose. That can become a habit very easily, right? The choice to work out after that, that's not a habit. The choice to work out is not a habit. Now, I have done things with my workout, like consistent routines, etc., that make it more effortless to actually make the decisions involved with working out, right? But the workout is not going to become a habit because it's not quite as effortless, right? It does not have it that effortless quality, and so it becomes a trap to believe that working out is going to be a habit, much less knowledge work, much less actually sitting down to write a sales letter for myself or for clients, sitting down to design a funnel, sitting down to come up with all of this stuff that is like the bread and butter of how I create value in the world. Those things are not habits. And even just sitting down to do work, to do like the work on my computer, maybe sitting at my desk is a habit, but beyond that, things become effortful, not effortless. And so what Nir proposed in this article, The Habit Trap, was to think of things as routines instead of habits, to think of these things as a process that you do. And actually, I kind of vacillate between two words here. I like routines, but I kind of like practices better. I think of meditation practice, which is another thing that I've done for years now that has me actually better at this, is a meditation practice is doing something regularly to get better. So you practice sports, you do it regularly to get better. You practice music, you do it regularly to get better. You practice work, you do it regularly to get better. And you don't show up expecting it to be effortless. In fact, for the most part, you know that practice is effective when it is more difficult. And so when you sit down to practice something, you practice doing that activity regularly to get better at it. Or a routine, if you think of it like a routine in a computer program, a routine is executing a consistent process. So a routine, like I'm executing this process, I'm following this process over and over again. That does not imply easy, it does not imply effortless, and thus it is more realistic for many of the activities that are going to be required for you to meet your goals, right? So if you want to meet your goals, there are certain routines and practices that may never become habitual, that may never become a habit, that are the things that you're going to have to do to meet your goals. And so the effortless thing, even though we want the result in an effortless way, the part of us that's smart about this knows that it won't always be effortless. And if we expect effortless, we are going to meet more hardship and meet more failure, and things are not going to live up to our expectations of effortless. But if we expect effortful, if we expect sometimes this is going to be difficult, if we expect that even when it is difficult, we will persevere, we will keep working towards our goals, if we expect that we will have to get better and it's going to take some work and sometimes it's going to be challenging, then our expectations will be met and we'll be able to keep moving forward and keep moving forward and keep moving forward. And sometimes these things can become automatic, but not always. So like hard things, doing the hard things, doing deep work where you're working on creative, like really important mental work, it probably won't. It probably won't actually become automatic. Having a habit to start the deep work can. Having a habit to like go to a specific space to work on deep work, scheduling the work can. Having a habit that, okay, on this day, I sit down at this time and I do this work. Yes, those things can become more automatic, more effortless, but then the actual work that you're doing will probably never actually become a habit in the sense that it will become effortless. And so you have to expect that even if the process of sitting down and starting the hard work is automatic, is easy, is effortless. The work itself is going to create some challenges, and you're going to have to be ready to meet those. Other things do become easier through time that are very difficult. So an example that he gave in that article is learning a new song. So if you're a musician and you're learning to play, and you learn a new song and you practice it over and over and over and over again, and you practice it over and over and over again. Or maybe like delivering a webinar or doing some other, like a dynamic sales presentation or doing things like that. They can become easier through time, through practice, and can become almost automatic. So like you learn a song and at first, like if I'm you know, air guitaring here for the video. you're learning a song and you're trying to figure out the chord progressions, and you're like, there's maybe weird riffs in there or something. And you find it a little bit difficult at first, but the more you practice it, the more you play it, the more you develop that muscle memory, the easier it becomes through time until you can play it in kind of that effortless way. And some things will be like that. But oftentimes what we do as entrepreneurs, as creators, as marketers, we are always building something new. We're always moving into the unknown, and moving into the unknown will always bring some difficulties. And so the more we can think of moving into the unknown as more of a practice or a routine and not a habit that we expect to be effortless, the more effective we will be, and the more likely we will be to meet those goals that we set for ourselves, whether it's New Year's or whatever. And you know, the same thing can be applied to workouts, to health, to fitness, to whatever. If you expect things to be more difficult, then the world, reality, life will meet your expectations, and you have to expect to be able to persevere, expecting that showing up and doing the practice, doing the routine, is going to be what carries you through to that destination that you ultimately desire. At which point you will, you know, rather than having said, I built a writing habit, you'll say, I wrote a book. Or I built an exercise habit, you'll say, I feel and look great because I've been exercising consistently. Habit of getting up early, you are waking up, like you figured it out, right? Those things, it comes from recognizing that it's not always easy, and change is not always easy. And the more you can accept that, the actually easier it becomes, paradoxically. And so I'll include a link with this episode for the book, for the article, The Habit Trap from Nir Eyal. I will also include a link to Pinnacle Performance Habits, which is my training inside BTMS Insiders with my coach, Joseph Rodriguez, on how to perform well. So if you're interested in this type of topic, especially if you are already a BTMS Insiders member, you might want to check that out. If you're not, it may be yet another reason to sign up. BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low fee, you get access to everything, including, you know, some additional training such as Pinnacle Performance Habits, productivity training, that sort of thing. And the other thing is, it does, BTMS Insiders comes with a private members only Facebook group where I have recently, every few weeks, been doing these productivity challenges. And actually they kind of honor Nir Eyal's work while also implementing it in my own way, where you actually follow my instructions for this productivity challenge, and the person that I determine is the winner at the end of the week, that person gets free time on the phone with me. They get a free consultation call with me for no additional payment on top of their BTMS Insiders membership. All right. So anyways, all those links are in the description. If you want to check those out, those are there. And just remember, like, I want you to succeed in the new year. And part of the reason why I say this, like, is not to pour cold water on you and say 80% of New Year's resolutions fail. It's to say, what is going to be consistent among those people who are the success, the people who are the succeeders? What are they going to do? Well, they're not going to expect like the outcome to happen automatically. They're going to say, this is what I want. This is the destination. This is the outcome I desire. And they're going to say, what are the activities, hard or easy, that are going to get me there? And what can I do on a regular basis to reach that outcome? And oftentimes it's not going to be effortless habits. It's going to be sometimes a little bit more difficult practices and routines that will get them to the goal, that will get you to the goal, that will get me to the goal. And that's what we are going to do because we want it, right? All right, so I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim to deliver a ton of value here. Smash that like button if you agree. Leave a comment below. Let me know how much value you got out of this. And, you know, feel free to share, subscribe, all that stuff. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.